Welcome to the Tree Fort for episode 2.
Welcome back.
Yes, welcome back. We saved you a seat. Who would win Wednesday, episode 2, the right side of the fast food / fast casual dining bracket? I am your host, Philip Boughton, the PB to the JJ sandwich. With me as always,
Mr. Joe Johnson.
The Joe John.
Rosemary.
Ms. Umami herself.
Umami. Milk.
And
milk.
And Paul, County Road 41.
Hello, everyone.
Hello, fellow listeners.
Fellow listeners.
Click it or ticket.
Click it or ticket. All right, so we are diving in to the other half of the bracket. Last week, it was crazy. I have a feeling there's going to be some more upsets.
Should we recap the winners of last week?
Let's recap week one.
Sure, I could do
that. The left half. Yes, yeah. Let's recap.
So we had a good couple matchups. We had McDonald's, obviously, blowing Boston Market out of the water here.
Blowing
as our one of our 1v8s matchups, with the other one, Chick-fil-A, taking home. Who'd they take home? The local Rochester local Bill Gray's. In the 2v7 matchups, we had 2-seed KFC beating out Jimmy John's on one side, and then we had T-Bell beating out Non-Tastic.
That one was tough.
That was a tough one. Yeah, that was a tough matchup.
It was tough for me and Paul.
Love that Non-Tastic.
And then for the next matchups, the 3-6 matchups, we had Smash Burger rubbing out Subway, number 3.
Rubbing out a Subway.
And then we had 6-seed Charlie's, also a local chain, beating out Panera.
Charlie's.
And then lastly, in your 4-5 matchups, we actually had two upsets, both 5-seeds won. We had 5-seed Arby's taking down 4-seed Sonic.
Mm.
And then 5-seed Five Guys taking out number 4 Dairy Queen.
Oh, yeah. So, those were some pretty intense upsets.
Yeah, those were some good matchups. Some of them,
5-seeds.
Yeah, especially the middle of the brackets. Those were really good. So just going over it real quick, and then we'll move into this week's content.
Sure, yeah.
First and foremost, so we got 1-seed McDonald's going against 5-seed Arby's.
Mm.
In the other 1-seed matchup, we got a 1v5 Chick-fil-A going against Five Guys.
Oof.
We got a 2-6 matchup of KFC versus Smash Burger. And then the last one is a 2v6 matchup as well. I didn't even realize these were the same. Of Taco Bell versus Charlie's.
Hmm.
So
interesting. That's the symmetry.
Yeah. So that's how far we've come so far. What do we got in front of us?
What do we have in front of us today? We've got the left side of the bracket.
It'd be the right side.
Or the right side. Excuse me. Right side. What do we got, JoJo?
Strong side.
Right side, strong side.
Yeah, so we got 1-seed Burger King taking on number 8, Timmy Ho's.
Oof. R.I.P.
2-seed Chipotle going against number 7, Pizza the Hut. 3-6, we got Starbucks versus Domino's. Two niche places, I would say. And then we got 4, Long John Silver's versus 5, Tom Walls.
I sense a lot of chalk coming here.
That'll be a fun one to get
one,
into.
1, 2, 3, 4, probably, just making it through, if I had to guess right now, but we'll see what happens.
So that's one quadrant. In the other quadrant, we got 1-seed Wendy's taking on 8-seed Little Caesars. I feel like that's easy.
I love Little Caesars, though.
We'll pizza. We'll get there.
We're going to get there.
We got number 2-seed Popeyes, going against number 7, Papa John's.
Love that chicken from Popeyes.
Yeah. Number 3, Dunkin' Donuts versus number 6,
Mall Food Court Chinese, okay.
And then we got number 4, Welcome to Moe's, against number 5, Jersey Mike's.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. So.
Okay.
We ready to get into it?
Shit's going to get heated.
I know.
All right.
Awesome.
Moving on to the northeast section, we have 1-seed Burger King going against a family member, 8-seed Tim Hortons. They're owned by the same company.
Are you related to Tim Hortons?
Yeah, I was like, wait, who's family?
Bitch, give me a fucking ice cap supreme.
I did work at Tim Hortons, and when we worked at Tim Hortons, Burger King purchased us, so I remember that being like a thing like when they're... Like,
you mean not just at like a franchise level, you mean like a whole corporate level, wow.
Yeah.
I didn't know that.
Then we have 2-seed Chipotle taking on 7-seed Pizza Hut.
we might as well call that.
Yeah. In the 3v6, we got Starbucks versus Domino's. Two very different niches.
Yeah.
Starbucks and Domino's.
And then we have probably what's going to be the most heated one to date. 4-seed Long John Silver's versus 5-seed Tom Ball's.
Let's go.
So let's start with the 1v8 Burger King Tim Hortons.
Those are just so weird.
I know. I don't really like
Burger King owns Tim Hortons, so they automatically win.
They both win.
Yeah, literally.
Burger
I'm not
Hortons.
A big Burger King fan.
Really?
And I do think Tim Hortons is pretty good for as far as coffee goes.
Timmy Hortons?
I do like Tim Hortons coffee, and I'm pretty choosy about my coffee.
We make it every 15 minutes. You never get more than 15-minute-old coffee.
I don't get their, like, regular coffee. I get their, whatever, Ice Cap Supremes that it's, like, espresso, basically.
That just is, like, a machine, yeah.
Oh, no, I have, I pay, like, $8 to have them pour 4 shots of espresso into
okay.
it. Yeah.
I don't even remember what the espresso part was. I think it's just a, you put a cup and press a button.
Something that I did just try from Burger King last week was their, like, chicken sandwich, the, like...
The long one?
Yes.
The long boy?
And you can kind of, you know, customize it, and I made it, like, a BLT, basically, and it was fucking phenomenal. It tasted like a chicken sandwich from, like, a sandwich store as opposed to fast food.
The original chicken sandwich has juices when you bite into it.
It is agreed.
It's
agreed.
Juicy.
I ordered it last Saturday.
And I love it.
I bought it hammered after parade day Saturday. I door dashed it to my house. In a
Eli
that's I've
I
never had
used
one
to
before.
Talk about that all the time. Shout out Eli. We used to talk about just the juices from the original chicken sandwich at Burger King.
Even their bacon was, like, really good for being fast food bacon. It was so good.
The BK Lounge.
I had it my way.
You can have it your
Pull
around. She wants it her way.
Also, their chicken fries, weirdly love them. Their sweet and sour sauce, too.
I think that their
good.
French fries are underrated.
No. Their french fries are ass.
I like
french fries.
French
are interesting.
Fries.
I kind of like your french fries.
I feel like
ass.
I get their fries mixed up with Wendy's, and
they're
I do
like,
really like one of them, but I can't remember.
They're super airy throughout. They don't have, like, a crust. It's just, like, the whole thing is, like, super airy, but it's really good.
No.
I love them.
Their fries are good.
Up until recently,
onion
I would rank
rings.
Them top three fast food
onion
fries.
Rings every time.
I didn't even know they had onion rings.
They do, and they give you the zesty sauce.
What?
So good.
All right,
zesty,
talking.
Like ranch?
No. I don't even know how to describe it. It's kind of like, you wouldn't like it. It's got horseradish, I think.
You wouldn't like
you
it.
Because
like
he
it.
Doesn't like horseradish.
I do not like
yeah,
horseradish.
Yeah, I mean, I think this is a, as the more we discuss it, I think it's an easy.
Yeah, this is
it's a
matchup.
Yeah.
Bye,
Tim.
Yeah.
Go back to hockey.
Tim Hortons is just too niche. Doesn't
Tim,
stand a chance.
Go back to Canada, Tim
yeah.
Hortons.
You're the Canadian Duncan.
Yep.
Godspeed to you.
All right, so this is, again, the one people actually scoffed at as we introduced it was Chipotle versus Pizza Hut 2v7.
Chipotle.
Chipotle.
Goodbye.
Chipotle.
You are the weakest link. Goodbye.
Well, Pizza Hut, so we could talk about
yeah.
it a little.
Yeah.
Pizza Hut used to be
really?
The bees.
Used to be good.
Like the Farmington one.
The buffet.
The buffet. And now, the only one I know of is, like, in Webster in a freaking mini mall. Or, like a strip mall. Baytown.
I always forgot that that was there.
Oh,
yeah.
Really? Still
yeah.
in Baytown?
Yeah. That's the only Pizza Hut I know that still exists. And, like, there's the red roof. The buildings are still all over the place.
Oh, yeah. You, like, you know an old Pizza Hut when you're passing.
Oh,
exactly.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. It's like, you know, it's not a pet shop. It used to be a Pizza Hut, so.
I mean, I feel like you could say they were great when we were kids because it was like, it was an
they
experience. It was like
games.
Fun, and they had crayons.
And the plastic cups. The
but it was like DiGiorno
scratchy.
Pizzas.
Yeah, they do deserve credit for stuffed crust, but it was
yes.
like a
the
very good DiGiorno.
Yeah, it was like DiGiorno, and then the salads were like, basically if you can get the cheapest bag salad from Wegmans, that's
yeah.
what the salads were. And it's like, you can't, if I ate someone else's random Chipotle order that wasn't even mine, it would still be better than Pizza
yeah.
Hut's food.
So
the breadsticks
with
are good, though.
The breadsticks.
The breadsticks
were
I feel like have changed over time though. I
oh,
feel like they're
so
yeah,
good.
When we were younger, The whole buffet was different. I felt like they put more effort into it back then.
Yeah, they got rid of the buffet. Yeah. You know what I associate Pizza Hut with? My parents getting their taxes done. Because every time they go and get their taxes done, there was a Pizza Hut right across the street from the CPA, and that was like my type of family's outing.
Yeah.
So that was like a fancy outing for us.
Do you have a lot of siblings?
A brother and sister.
Oh, I was gonna say, I could, like, when I think of family outings, the only time I've really been to Pizza Hut is like with an entire soccer team, like all of us all the time.
When, like,
Pizza Hut was the place, you went with your little league team after the game.
Yeah,
there's a whole song about it before the Ninja Turtles movie.
Mm-hmm. What?
The commercial.
I play
right field. It's important, you know. You gotta know how to catch. You gotta know how to throw. That's why
they might copyright this. You guys are doing this really good.
Possibly, but
what the fuck does that have to do with myth?
I just said it was like
the kids out on the field, and then they go to Pizza Hut afterwards.
It was feel like good. A commercial for Ninja Turtles.
Yeah, it's like, feel good.
So I think I think we've defended Pizza Hut enough.
With that being said,
just doesn't stand a chance.
Pizza Hut, R.I.P. to you. You just came against a...
It's kind of shocking Chipotle is a 2-seed the way we're talking about it, right?
We should open one of those ghost kitchens with just fucking DiGiorno pizzas and be like, underground
the fully stuffed one I had?
Yes.
Yeah. All right, so now...
3-6.
Another one. Well, you made a point to extra scoff at this.
Oh, yeah.
3-seed Starbucks taking on 6 Domino's.
See, this is a weird one.
Yeah,
because
weird
it is different... Different vibes.
It's weird because, like, we have a lot of different coffee and pizza in this, like, corner.
Yeah.
So, like, Timmy Ho's got the axe because it couldn't really, like, line up with Burger King. Pizza Hut just got beat by Chipotle.
Okay.
And now we got coffee and pizza against each other. So.
For me, this speaks to me on an existential level. As a New Yorker, pizza is very important to me. You know,
mm-hmm.
pizza is an important part of my life. And then I moved to Chicago, and that's also amazing pizza there.
Yeah.
Domino's pizza is there if, like, you need it. You need to order quick. You know, it's pretty good price-wise. But, like, if you care about your pizza and your immortal soul, you know a local place that has the best pizza. And whereas pizza is an important part of my life, I cannot live without espresso running through my veins.
Yeah, I agree.
And that's my Starbucks. I have, both Tyler and I have Starbucks credit cards because we wanted to, like, get the most rewards we could off, like, the introductory period. And we went so fucking ham. We got, like, 250 free drinks after the 4-month introductory period. We used them so much. And we only use the cards at Starbucks.
No one's ever had, like, a pizza party celebrating a good thing with Domino's.
Because it's not a it's a delivery, it's not a location, you can't...
I know, but, like, no one's ever said, hey, I'm having a pizza party this weekend, what should we order? Oh, get Domino's.
I mean...
I actually have been to them. I have been to one of those, and I'm always disappointed. I'm like, what the fuck? Why didn't we get a local
one? So Cortland had a Domino's right in town, and it would be, like, $8.
Oh, it's cheap, all right.
Oh, yeah.
For a whole pizza?
Yeah.
Damn.
They had a... So yeah, I'm going to cut you off from your story, but they had a whole thing, like, a couple years ago where they're, like, their whole marketing was, guys, it doesn't suck now. We redid the formula. It's
really?
Yeah, that was, like, about 10 years ago, and because it was not great, and they basically did... They, like, put, like, butter on the crust and then put, like, the...
They put too much
on. Like the Pizza Hut breadstick crummies on top, like the flavoring.
I don't like it though.
So good.
I had never had Domino's, like, before I moved to Webster.
If I eat a whole pizza, like, that crust will, like, make my mouth raw.
Can't you get options? Like, don't they give you multiple crust options now?
They do.
Well, that's the default.
Which is kind of cool.
Yeah.
We would get the, like, personal, the pan pizzas or whatever.
I'll say this, though. Great sides for a pizza place. Like, the cheesy bread. They can do, like, the chocolate-filled brownie. Like,
there was definitely, like, a chocolate, almost like a Dunker-looking thing that we used to get every once in a while.
Yeah. So, do we break it down, then? Are we saying entrees, I think... Domino's would win because Starbucks doesn't have entrees.
That's not true.
Their breakfast sandwiches.
I have been to a Starbucks where they serve pasta.
Yeah. Oh, it's pasta.
Yeah, we can't say. Well, you can't blanket it that for every Starbucks. I think Starbucks. I want Starbucks to make it out of this round, but we have to be objective.
Okay. So, beverages, Starbucks.
Obviously.
Yeah.
Desserts.
Starbucks.
Starbucks.
Sides.
What do you count as a side at Starbucks?
A kind bar.
Now, sides, Domino's does have all of those. So what I would say is, I would say Domino's wins the sides. So it's 2-2 coming out of the food.
Yeah.
But then you get availability. There's three Starbucks within a stone's throw of here right
there's
now.
There's a lot of Domino's, too, though.
I can only know of East Rochester.
I feel like there used to be a lot of Domino's.
There used to be, and then they, like, shrunk down, and now I only know of...
Is that just a Rochester thing, though? Like, I noticed all the chains in the last, like... I've only been here since 2017. I noticed all the chains, like, dipped. Yeah. Pizza Hut, gone. Papa John's, gone. Is it because we just have so many, like, good
pizza
New York local chains?
We've got better, yeah.
I don't know. I would say the even out in my, like, Cowtown nothing... I don't know where the closest Domino's is. I would assume, like, Henrietta.
Yeah.
I've not, like, physically seen it, so I don't know for sure. But there's a Starbucks on SUNY Geneseo's campus.
Yeah. Availability, Starbucks, and then ambiance. I mean, you can't... You can go in a Domino's, but you can't eat in there.
Yeah.
And so it's just a pizza counter.
Oh.
And so I would say, yeah, Starbucks.
Yeah.
Mix it out.
Yeah. You'll be...
Good job, Starbucks. All right, guys.
So, Tom Wall's Long John's. All right.
A personal favorite.
Starting with entrees.
Philip Bounce. We can't leave that out.
Starting with entrees.
Burgers.
So, the worst burger on the list.
I have not had other places' burgers, so I cannot.
Who's the
worst burger on the list?
Are you saying
Tom Walls?
No.
What is?
No. I'd rather have a burger from Tom Walls than Burger King.
I'd rather have a Tom Walls burger than Burger King, McDonald's,
so
Wendy's,
of the fast cash. It is the worst burger on the list. Smashburger, Five Guys, Charlie's, all beat it.
I'd rather have a Wally Burger than a Five Guys burger.
Yeah, I think you're severely underrating Wally Burgers right now.
They're as big as the whole plate.
They
it's
are
like the size of a mini
they
fridge.
They are a
tiny
smash plates. Burger.
Yeah.
So, my argument here, we're talking about the number one fish fry and the number four fast cash burger.
Why are you saying the number one fish fry? Because they're seated that way?
No, he's just saying that they have
the best
fish fry.
They have the best fish fry.
And I don't know if that's true.
You're talking about a whole scale fucking, it's Good Friday.
You might be able to get a better fish fry from Tom Walls.
Or what about Charlie's? Wasn't Mikey saying that there was fish fries there?
Yeah.
Those are diner fish fries. This is a plank. You get two, three fish. You get shrimp. You get chicken if you want. If it's Good Friday, you can't do the chicken.
My thing is, I just can't imagine wanting fast food fish fast food. Yeah, I just can't see myself.
So that is my argument for the entree. Number one fish versus number four of the fast cash burgers.
Yeah. And my counter argument there is we're comparing a good quote unquote fish fast food parcel of food versus like a burger, which is banging. Like, I don't know.
But there's a lot of burgers already on the list.
It's a straight. They aren't playing the other teams. They're playing their own matchups. I don't think we can.
So there's a lot of other burgers on the list. So what I'm saying is,
but they're not playing the other
burgers. They are in this instance, thinking about the bigger picture.
But they're going against Long John Silver's.
They're going against Long John Silver's. So you're saying that a middle-of-the-road burger beats the best fish fry. Do you eat seafood regularly?
I do, yeah. I eat good seafood regularly. I don't eat, like, fried fish regularly, but I eat, like, salmon, shrimp.
Do you get a fish fry?
Rarely. Not Catholic. I can eat meat on Fridays.
Mm-hmm. I'm Catholic, and I just don't give a fuck.
I was going to say, I enjoy life.
I've recognized I'm going to hell. Catholicism is instilled that in me, so I just gave up.
Yeah. Seems like most.
It's going to be lit.
Seems so, like a good Catholic.
Yes.
I'm thinking from the food standpoint, entrees, sides is Long John's. Beverages and desserts. And I think that's where we can... Beverages and desserts is Tom Walls. Because beverages,
for sure.
They've got Loganberry.
Oh, my God.
They've got their own...
Their fucking root beer, yeah. Okay, in the frozen glass.
We got their own root beer.
We're
going to
talk about this Loganberry a lot. I don't know how
they've
you
got their own
root beer.
Yeah.
They got their own root beer. Desserts, they've got the ice cream counter.
Ice cream
Those
counter.
Two.
The some of the best milkshakes you'll ever have. I just want to give Tom Walls their flowers for their the buns they have. I think they're the Marshashello rolls. Is that what they are? They have great rolls.
Okay. So
those buns are nice.
Thank you.
They got nice buns.
Mikey's here, by the way.
Paul.
That's the only thing he said.
Paul
County
Road 41.
They've got nice buns.
So I think what it. So, with a 2-2 coming out of the food, availability, no contest. The only one around here
in Rochester
is a shitty KFC Tom or KFC Long John's hybrid. So, I think value, we agree, that's Long John's. Because Tom Walls can be pricey, but then with ambiance, again, when you have those hybrid ones, there's no ambiance. I know the other Long John Silvers is you got, and this is just me saying, Tom Walls wins. It's a 50s diner versus a KFC hybrid restaurant that has nothing really going on inside. But a normal Long John's, when you walk in, the handle is a pirate sword. You ring a bell when you leave. It's like, ring the bell to let us know if service was good. And it is. It's like a nautical-themed restaurant. I love it. So
that would enrage me.
Well, it would enrage you then, because we're going to one soon. Don't worry. So, RIP Long John's.
I hope I go down.
Not happy about it. Tom Walls takes it. So, what do we got for... Tom Walls, who's Tom Walls taking next week?
So then Tom Walls would go against the one seed Burger King.
Mm. Tom Walls, Burger King, and then the other.
What seed is Burger King? One?
One.
Burger King's a one.
So we got a 1v, is that a 1v4?
Five.
1v5. Okay, yep. So that was an upset.
There's another five seed making it through. The fives of
and
all
And then what do we have
over.
In the other matchup? It's what? Starbucks versus?
Domino's.
Domino's.
So Starbucks is a 3 seed, Domino's is a 6 seed.
Nice. All right.
Wait, what?
Did we already do this?
We did
like,
the Starbucks.
We did that
Starbucks,
one, yeah.
Yeah. Starbucks goes against two.
Because you said we wanted
to No, they're going against Domino's. With that being said, we have Tom Walls, 5 seed Tom Walls, completes the upset, goes up against 1 seed Burger King coming up next week,
okay.
And then we have the 2 seed Chipotle taking on number 3 Starbucks. So that's what we have to look forward to next week.
Interesting.
With
that's
that quadrant.
A gross combination.
Yes, sir.
Okay. I entirely agree.
Yeah.
What were the combinations?
Chipotle and Starbucks.
Chipotle and, versus Starbucks?
Yeah, it's going to be tough to argue, but it's going to be...
Then,
yeah. We're running out.
Owned by the same company?
Not Starbucks. McDonald's and Chipotle are.
I did not know that.
Yes.
And then bottom bracket. The last piece. This is the Wendy's. This is the
Wendy's nuts.
Hot and juicy redhead bracket. D's nuts. 1 seed Wendy's versus 8 seed.
Little Caesars.
I love Little Caesars. Oh. All right, starting here, what do we got? Entrees. Wendy's. Wendy's?
We're talking a burger fast food place against a pizza place that delivers the cheapest, worst pizza all time. Thank you, Leica.
You watch your tongue.
I know this is a different category entirely, but, like, for the price, I feel like the pizza is exactly what you pay for.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
That's right.
But because it's so cheap, it's exactly what you pay for.
Yeah.
Not a dollar more.
Paul?
Yes.
Sometimes a dollar less.
Wendy's?
Nuts.
What about Wendy's?
Versus Little Caesars.
Slam into Little Caesars. Little Caesars.
Entrees. So we're talking, we're basically talking different versions of pizza.
Do we even take the time to go into it?
I think no.
See, well, I think Wendy's, for me, I've never had a burger at Wendy's. It's always nuggets for
me.
Their
burgers are pretty good.
And I fucking love their nuggets, but I was talking to one of my girlfriends about this recently, and she said that their nuggets now suck. Like, they've changed.
Hmm.
And I fucking love their nuggets. I don't know if you count that as a side or as, I count it as an entree, because I eat, like, fucking 20 of them.
Yeah. I ate 38 of them in one sitting one time for a chicken nugget eating contest.
I'd like to skip out of order on how we approach it and go over convenience and value, because those two things are going to be Little Caesars all day.
I think those are the only things holding up Little Caesars.
Why are you saying that Wendy's is inconvenient?
Well, because Little Caesars has hot and ready, right? You go in there and you get what you, like, you just get out of there, boom,
like,
you're
done. Here's $6, give me a pizza. Yeah.
So, like, the convenience factor of Little Caesars is...
did not realize that a pizza was $6. I thought it was like $10.
No, that's what I mean when I say it is. It tastes like how much it costs.
It, that makes me like it more
it
now
costs.
That you said that.
It tastes like a $6.
It tastes like a $10 pizza, and it's a fucking $6 pizza. That's fucking amazing.
So I would go more in lines there.
So, and I think I might have said this before, and I feel like, has anybody ever celebrated anything with Little Caesars?
The deep.
How cheap
it is.
No. When you got like pizza parties or parties of celebrations where the people gather in mass to celebrate something, has Little Caesars ever been the pizza of choice for a good moment like that?
You ever showed up to an orgy and there was a whole bunch of Little Caesars on the table?
That's not why I'm there.
So, anywho.
I know that one.
So, where
so
were entrees?
I would
who
say entrees, I think it's, I think the food food categories, Wendy's wins, I think Wendy's wins it in a sweep. So, the spicy chicken sandwich was my favorite. You said you've never had a burger. Their burgers are good, but that spicy chicken sandwich is amazing. The sides, where else can you get a baked potato or chili?
I didn't know you could get a fucking baked potato there.
You can. Delicious. Chili as well. Drinks, they've got Dr. Pepper and Cherry Coke.
They have Coke Freestyle.
Yeah. And then desserts, Frosty. So I think Wendy's is clean sweep.
Are there any sides at Little Caesars?
Like cheesy bread.
They do have, so they have the cheesy bread and the breadsticks, but the breadsticks are not nearly as good as Pizza Hut breadsticks.
I think the problem we're running into with Little Caesars and why it's not going to go is because
it's not Pizza Hut when Pizza Hut was big.
It doesn't do what it does. Like, it doesn't do a lot. It's just a quick pizza place that is meant to be hot and ready, quick, cheap. So it just doesn't, like, that's all it
does. Little Caesars is the girl that you text at 2:30 in the morning.
I like that. It just doesn't do...
That's my style.
It does one thing, and it doesn't do it well enough to justify it going over Wendy's.
Okay.
Yeah.
So I agree. Wendy's moves on. Little Caesars. Pizza. Love the deep dish, but I'm sorry. It's not your turn. Okay. Next matchup, what do we got?
So now we've got the
2-7.
2-seed Popeyes facing the 7-seed Papa John's.
Love that chicken from Popeyes.
Grandfather Jonathan's.
Well,
very kind of a similar argument here.
I was gonna say, does this have an argument?
Does
anyone want to argue for Papa John's?
Does Papa John's do anything like significantly better than Little Caesars besides the garlic dipping sauce?
No.
I've never
got Shaq.
They do have Shaq. And then, remember we were talking about the owner of Papa John's? Did anyone see the video I sent when we talked about that?
Yes.
With him coated in sweat saying
he
that...
He is one sneeze away from a heart attack.
That their day of reckoning was coming because they fired him for being overly racist multiple times.
Also, I don't think there are Papa John's around here anymore.
No, they all dipped as soon as I moved here.
Popeyes.
I think that... I am pizza, and I love pizza, and I do have cravings for different kinds of pizzas at different times, and sometimes I do crave a greasy-ass fucking piece of pizza, and I haven't had Papa John's since I was at a fucking, like, Rhinos game when I was a teenager.
R.I.P. Rhinos.
Right?
Papa John's, like, flavor, it's, like, it is pizza, but it's almost more so...
No, like, it's pizza.
It apparently is pizza.
Well, no, it is, but it kind of like, I haven't had it in a while, but it doesn't have a lot of like flavor or seasoning. So it's pizza, but it really just tastes like unseasoned
It
crust,
claims to be pizza.
Unflavored cheese and decent at best red sauce.
They gave you pepperoncinis in the box.
That is big.
That was fun.
Pepperoncinis.
Oh,
and that
I don't remember
sauce.
That.
Yeah,
they did. But Popeyes. Popeyes?
Second best chicken sandwich.
Popeyes.
So
potato
when
wedges.
You would take me to fucking Popeyes, what would I get? Because I straight up don't remember.
Strips.
Which were what? Like chicken fingers?
Strips. Yeah.
Why do I cannot remember.
With a sandwich.
We'd I remember getting like potato wedge fries or something.
Yeah. Fries. Yeah.
And maybe mac and cheese.
What else?
Their
mac
and cheese.
Their mac and cheese.
Their mac and cheese, they upgraded. They put melted cheese on top. And by the time you get home, it creates like a little cheese biscuit on there.
Ooh.
Soup's good. Popeyes.
Yeah, I think we can move Popeyes.
Yeah.
On to the next round. Sorry, Papa John's. Just
Papa
the
John.
First time I had Popeyes, it was like at a fucking catered luncheon at my corporate office tower in Chicago, and it was. I didn't realize you could get bone-in chicken from fucking fast food places.
You can.
And it was probably like until then. You took me 10 years later.
Yeah.
It was all that time in between. I didn't have it, but it was good chicken, seasoned well.
Yeah. It's no KFC.
Proud of us
on the
bone-in joke.
Yeah. That's steps. All right, what's the 3-6?
Mafia.
Jinx, you owe me a coat.
A coat.
That's what it is, isn't it?
Yes.
Jinx, you owe me a coat of paint.
Dunkin' Donuts?
A lot of
coffee.
Say
Don Quixote.
Is it, if it's against a pizza place, I'm going to lose it.
And Mall Chinese.
Oh.
3-6. 3 is Dunkin', 6 is Mall Chinese.
Okay.
Hmm.
Well, Paul County Road 41 is a big proponent of the Mall Chinese.
Yeah, go for it. Floor is yours. What do you got to say?
No, go right ahead. I'll
no,
let you
it's
go
okay.
first, Judge.
So let's start with entrees. Dunkin's Breakfast Sammy's.
What I was going to say is, like, going off our last argument, like, because we already had Starbucks go into the next round, so it's, like, one of those things where, like, Dunkin' doesn't do coffee as good as Starbucks does,
sure.
So... this might end up already being the end of the road for Dunkin'.
Smoking Dunkin'.
When we talk about entrees, like, I know
so
they
I get
have
Dunkin',
food.
Though. I mean...
there's a place for it, yeah.
I mean...
coffee or entrees?
I get the large iced coffee, shot of espresso because of you, caramel, cream. That's my drink. And then a sausage, egg, and cheese croissant.
Their croissants are pretty good. My favorite, like, I used to be their number one fan of a... it was basically like a Waldorf salad on a croissant. It was so fucking good.
Big fan of Waldorf.
What
is and they
Waldorf?
Have discontinued it. It's a chicken salad sandwich that has, like, halved grapes and walnuts in it.
Yeah.
Sometimes dried... not pomegranates, cranberries maybe?
Yeah, probably. That doesn't sound...
and it's, like, really good.
Yeah, I can... and I don't think I'd like it, but I can see that.
And I think it was just, like, it fucking blew me. Like, it similarly...
blew you?
Yes, it blew me. I wish it blew me, actually.
Yeah.
There's a similar, like, catering order that you can get from Wegmans that it's, like, smaller croissants.
Mm-hmm.
I think you get a tray of, like, 10 or 15. And it's kind of pricey, but, like, when we have, like, dinner parties and stuff, we'll get them... and they are delicious. And it was like that, but it's from fucking Dunkin'. Like, it was stupid good, and of course they discontinued it.
Okay. Well, that's big for them. On the other side, I feel like when we talk about mall court Chinese food, mall court Chinese food, however we want to say
it. Mall food court Chinese food.
Food court.
That, yeah.
Yeah.
There's just so many different entrees to pick from.
So, are there? There's like 4.
Is there?
Yeah.
I'd have to say no
County
on
County Road
that.
40,
there's,
why don't you get
there's more than that.
5?
The one at our mall has like, what, dozens of...
yeah, it's, I mean, it's...
so one of those trays, they probably have like 8 trays. One of those trays is egg rolls. One of those trays is rice.
fried, but then you have fried rice.
General chicken, sesame chicken. You've got bourbon chicken.
Mm-hmm.
You've got
beef
the barbecue pork. You got
pork
the
spare ribs.
Yeah, the beef and broccoli.
Yeah, we just named eight right there.
That was like five.
No, we had five on his hand, plus the other ones we were ad-libbing.
The rice and stuff. Yeah, I said there's eight trays. Three of them are sides, so of entrees.
They got the orange chicken.
Didn't you say that one already?
What
no,
does that
we said general sesame, and now we're throwing in orange at this point.
Beef
and
broccoli.
The bourbon chicken. Beef and broccoli.
Yeah,
what is orange chicken? It's literally like zesty and...
Zesty
there's
chicken,
different
yeah.
seasonings and sauces.
Hmm.
It's like sesame chicken, except it's a more zestier
teriyaki
variation.
Salmon.
That sounds kind of good.
There's no teriyaki salmon there.
Depends
the
on which one you're going to.
Would
yeah,
you trust
not at the mall, food
mall
yeah.
court teriyaki salmon Chinese?
If you're trusting shrimp fried rice.
Do you trust ground beef from Taco Bell?
No.
Do you eat it?
No.
I'm talking to these two who actually consume
I'm not going, I'm not
okay.
going there. I'm not there because I respect myself.
No,
oh.
I get right. steak.
You get the... Okay, all right.
Steak or chicken. I know better than that.
What is it, like diced up or what? How?
It's like... It's chicken thighs.
No.
And it's like slices.
Their lo mein, like, tastes not like normal lo mein, but it hits just right. It's like this weird, like, almost, like...
So I would say the bourbon chicken was decent, but I think entrees is one of those ones that we might have to put a pin in and do the disc flip because it's just they're both not great. And like where I love that croissant and Dunkin's donuts, are they the best
Ooh.
Donuts?
Some of them.
No, but
what's better on this
I mean,
list?
Well, yeah, that's what I was gonna say. Also, just a little personal story about Dunkin' Donuts. I just remember, one, my favorite donut is a strawberry frosted, but an affiliation, like a mind, mental, like, memory I have with that is when I was a kid. I remember I was going to Dunkin' Donuts with my mom and my grandma, and I just remember when I was eating my strawberry frosted donut, I heard my mom telling my grandma that she was getting a little bit hoarse, like, in her voice. She was losing her voice. I was 4 years old. I thought she was turning into a horse, so I just started bawling at Dunkin' Donuts when I was, like, 4 years
Aww.
Old. And that's just a memory every time I have a strawberry frosted donut, which I love.
Mom, don't do it!
I just started crying. I thought she was gone. My mom's gonna be a horse. I'm gonna figure it out.
That is the most wholesome fucking story.
Yeah.
So, let's reverse engineer this.
The horse
desserts,
story?
No. The matchup. So desserts, would you say that the donuts are the entrees or the desserts?
No, I would say it's a slide set slash dessert, but there's not really any dessert options at...
Chinese food.
Yeah, and
so,
the mall.
So if we said Dunkin' is desserts, beverages...
Dunkin'.
Yeah.
Entrees, we're putting a pin in sides.
I give it to entrees.
Dunkin' doesn't really have... Dunkin' doesn't have sides.
They
had
hash browns.
Yeah, but they suck.
Well, so they have sides that aren't good.
Okay, so at least the Chinese has rice and egg rolls.
I would give sides
so
to
I'm
Chinese.
So I'm giving sides to Chinese.
Yeah.
Entrees, we got a pin in.
Malls
availability, there's Dunkin' everywhere.
Yes.
Value, Chinese.
See, I give availability to fucking Chinese, actually.
Well, this is depending. Well, this is how, depending on how we want to do it. Do we want to do specifically mall food court? Because then there's only one wherever there's a mall. Or do we want to expand that to just
any
cheap Chinese?
Even the one where it's just the mall, like...
It's wherever there's a mall.
Wherever there's a mall, which, you know...
Which I'd still give Dunkin'
still has, like,
but malls
mall.
Are dying.
They're dying out, but we're not
Dunkin's,
thinking. We're ending now.
Dunkin's
right now
are at gas stations.
How many Dunkin' Donuts are within a mile of here? Like,
there's
six.
More gas.
Yeah,
there's
but again,
more
that's
Dunkin',
here,
but
like, where
open.
I'm at. Again,
late,
total
dude.
Population of 3,000 people in my entire town and village. And we've had Chinese since probably the time I was born. And we just got a Dunkin' 2 years ago.
There's a Dunkin'.
There's
over
more
there.
Dunkins.
There's one over there.
There's
one over there.
Certainly more Dunkins,
yeah.
right? But, like, the time that
they
actually
close
operate
it, like, yeah.
is not convenient. Like, because they're doing coffee and donuts and breakfast stuff, and that's their focus. So they're available then. But, like, later in the day, they close.
I think they're open till 7.
So do we do that as a flip
Google
as well?
It.
Because I'm pretty sure I stopped at Dunkin'.
Yeah, also, like...
I've definitely gone to Dunkin'. And
give,
like,
classic Christian holidays, you'll find a fucking Chinese restaurant open.
But yeah, it's well, not the one, on it's not Famous Walk at the mall. So let's
Famous Walk store.
Let's put a pin in the availability. Value we gave to Chinese.
Yeah, this Dunkin' that I'll pass on the way home is open to 7.
That's not that late.
Once the mall closes.
The mall closed?
6 on a Sunday.
Yeah.
6 on a Sunday, 9 on a normal day.
9 on a normal day. That's 2 extra hours.
They make up 1 hour today.
Yep.
That's 6 times 2 is 12 minus 1.
I would give availability to Dunkin' and give entrees to mall Chinese.
I can settle for that.
If we did that, then Dunkin' wins.
I mean, I think we're getting to the point where Dunkin' might end up winning anyway. Dunkin' does. Based on this conversation.
If we did that,
then Dunkin' wins. Because I'm over here doing the taxes. Yeah.
I'm okay with that. It's just, well, hold on. Am I okay with that? Because if we do that,
do we
we're going
to
have...
to the flip. I would be fine with sending it to a flip.
Yeah, send it to the flip. Get the Kings of Leon in here.
What we've got, is it 3-3? Is it tied?
Chinese and Dunkin', 3-3. This is the Kings of Leon coin flip. Kings of Leon DVD flip. To figure out who advances.
Since the mall food court Chinese food is your thing, what side of this should that be?
We're going the orange side.
Orange side. All right.
Favorite color.
Kings of Leon flip. Oh, wise ones, please guide us.
Mall
court Chinese
advance
food.
It was a slider flip,
I
know,
too. That was
nice. We had a little bounce on that. Thank you.
Wish we had video right now, because that was
you.
Pretty slick.
Oh, wise ones.
Must be the year of the dragon.
Shout out to the Kings of Leon. Thank you.
And that was our 3-6, so we have mall, food court, Chinese food going against Popeyes in the next round. So then finally in the last one, we have number 4, Moe's, against number 5, Jersey Mike's. Let's hear it.
Ooh, this is tough.
So I did see a Jersey Mike's in Pittsburgh.
Yeah, they just built, like, 3 here.
It's right next to the new Starbucks that they added. Pretty much, like, right off the exit.
Right next to the work.
In Pittsburgh?
Yeah. Nice. They, like, built this
they just
really
added one in Victor,
crammed,
Webster.
Tiny little plaza.
Yeah.
I work in that plaza.
Okay.
And that is a clusterfuck. Where do you even park?
Behind and on the side of the building.
Oh, shit.
Yeah, I don't know what you're talking about.
It's where the Whole Foods is going in. I've never been to a Whole Foods, so I'm excited to just give it a gander and see what it
you're
provides.
Really lucky, because what you can do on your fucking lunch breaks, it's probably different at every location, but the one where I used to work was, like, on Tuesdays, they would have, like, samples. And I mean, like, at the end of every fucking aisle, they would have a sample of cheese and fruit and whatever, and you could fucking fill yourself up for free on your lunch break.
Fill you up.
Just going around. We'd call it Tour de Whole Foods.
I do like Whole Foods, but I do remember there was a thing in, like, actually, this is probably a couple of years ago, like 2015-ish, where that people were talking about how they sold, like, literally asparagus in a jar of water for, like, $15. It's just, like, crazy markup.
Not too much different from Wegmans. But
was it some porn star's bathwater? Because I feel like that's worth it.
No.
Jenna Jameson asparagus?
Mm.
Ooh.
Gwyneth Paltrow's asparagus
candle.
Water?
Mm.
Oh, I fucking... Oh, shit, I heard something.
Make your pee smell weird in a couple different ways.
Mm.
So this, like, trial that just happened with Gwyneth Paltrow, it was, like, basically...
Oh, yeah.
So she was, like, skiing. From what I understood, I didn't really watch anything in depth, but from what I understood, she was, like, skiing along, and then this dude, like, was, like, douche from behind, and, like, his skis went between her skis, and they both fell over.
Yep.
And, like, many numerous witnesses heard her scream out, "You just ran into my fucking back!" And people, and so she, like, won this lawsuit.
She just won, yeah.
For $1, like, basically was just, like, this, I guess that the guy that skied into her was, like, already kind of a wealthy doctor. And so she, I don't know, she must have countersued then, right?
I was gonna say, I thought that they tried to sue her.
It must have been a countersuit then.
Maybe.
I
do know that
to sue
her. The Gwyneth Paltrow side just won. I don't know if it was as a defendant or as a countersuit.
Gotcha. Yeah, so she, you know, her only
but I heard it
for
was,
$1.
I heard it was very, like, strange. And I didn't watch them. I had them on my TV, but I was listening of just certain, like, video clips of, like, the trial. And it was just weird. Like, I do remember, like, the... opposing the doctor, whoever's lawyer was like talking to her, which would have been a line of questioning, I think. And they were just making like such weird casual conversation.
Like talking about she's, like, her high heels.
She's tall. She's like, yeah, I have to start with like 4-inch heels to even get to 5'5" or something.
And she's like,
that.
Oh, but they're nice.
Yeah, it was just a really weird dialogue for a courtroom. Gwyneth, well, she's probably like tall, like probably like my height. Which
yeah, the other girl's probably like
tall,
my height.
Tall for a girl, but. I'm not a tall man.
But it just made me think that, like, in addition to this candle, or this smells like my vagina candle, she should have you skied into my fucking back candle. And then I want to make that a fucking candle.
Nice.
I thought you said you skied into my bat.
I thought you said candle. I thought you said you skied.
Like, is that what she called it?
She apparently screamed, "You just skied into my fucking back," and like so, like all the witnesses that said it had to like repeat that verbatim, and like she was horrified to hear the other people had heard her say like the F word.
Yeah.
So she was like, "I apologize for."
I thought you said skeet on her back.
I want an Amber Heard "You shit on my bed" candle. That sounds nice.
That's the other trial I was trying to think of when I was hearing.
Yeah,
that was a good one. Yeah. I watched every fucking day of that, start to finish. It was so good.
Was
Jason Momoa came on?
An episode talking.
Yes.
About it.
Came on was just so good.
Or Kate Moss, that was a good one too.
Whenever there's anything like that, we should make a podcast about it. Following just like a crazy lawsuit.
Oh, something. Hell yeah.
That would be fun.
Rose is all over that.
So, back to the matchup.
What was the matchup?
Yeah.
Number four, wow. Lowe's against number five, Jersey Mike's.
Okay. Entrees.
A sub above.
Jersey Mike's subs, I had one for lunch this week. Very good subs. If you get it the Mike's way, right, you got to get it the Mike's way. That, like, oil, like that vinegar, red vinegar oil or whatever.
That's a weird hand motion.
What's the Mike's way?
The Mike's way is... I'm just spreading Mike's way all over the place. What's it? Lettuce, onion, tomato. I didn't do the tomato, so I only went partial Mike's way. Seasoning, the oil. Well, it's like they call it Mike sauce or something.
Yeah.
It's like a red vinegar oil.
Yeah.
That's the Mike's way, but you can also add on like mayo, banana peppers, things of that nature as well.
It's a good sub place. My argument here against Moe's is I think Moe's is the epitome of what we've talked about with a couple of these places where we say they used to be good and they've kind of fallen off.
Yeah.
I feel like Moe's has really lost itself.
Facts.
They're just not nostalgic anymore either. Like when they
not
first
nostalgic,
came out.
Not nostalgic. They've rebranded. Like it's uglier now.
Yeah.
Like,
Billy Baru's gone, which that's...
I don't even know what that was.
The Billy it's Baru. The butter from Caddyshack.
The only thing that's consistent, I would say, like, is still pretty good is the queso. But they give you the worst chips of all time with the queso. They're not seasoned.
Chips.
Chipotles are seasoned. There's so many where it's like they either are completely saturated in the fat, so there's no crunch like the chip itself. Like it's just like
soft.
Wet on the inside. I don't know how to explain it.
Yeah,
like a
doesn't
like a flaccid,
I know
chip.
How to
it's just
that.
It's just it's just.
Tell me again about these chips.
It's just disappointing. So
soft.
Every
wet.
Time I go in there, they're out of everything. I don't always get a welcome to Moe's anymore. They do have the Coca-Cola Freestyle.
They begrudgingly tell you welcome to Moe's.
You fucking love that thing. The Coca-Cola Freestyle.
Yes.
You need to get one for your house.
I
feel like if you get anything out of it, it just tastes like
one?
Something else.
No.
Accidentally.
Give Dr. Pepper with vanilla.
That tastes so gross now. For me.
Oh, yeah, because you don't like fizzy.
Yeah.
What were you saying?
So, I was saying how much are Coca-Cola Freestyles. But, okay, so entrees, Jersey Mike's?
I'd go Jersey Mike's. I love a good sub.
Does Jersey Mike's have sides?
They have traditional sub shop sides, like
yeah,
a bag
like
of chips,
cookie,
brownie.
Yeah.
Because the chips and the queso, the guac.
I'll give sides to Moe's, even though the tortilla chips aren't that good, like, by themselves.
I like them.
But you need... Like,
and then they've got the salsa bar.
You've never had a limp chip in your mouth. It just turns you off of all chips.
Paul.
Don't presume to know what's been in my mouth.
Paul, we've had a couple limp chips, all right? We've been around the chip block, so to speak.
It's actually my band's name.
Limp Chips Get.
So, entrees, Jersey Mike's, sides, Moe's.
Yeah. Beverages, what does Mike's have?
I think they have a regular Pepsi machine.
Yes, but they also have bottled beverages as well. They have some, like glass bottle, like, different types of drinks.
Yeah, like the
artisan. And then they have, like, teas.
Glass bottle sodas. And
yeah,
stuff.
They have teas there, too. Various types of teas.
Yep.
I
default to Coca-Cola Freestyle.
I know you guys are very passionate about that Coca-Cola Freestyle. Matt's even considering adding one to the tree fort. I mean.
It just falls through the floor into the fucking living room.
We're getting the budget for everything.
Gonna have to just reinforce the floor here.
We have to get the OnlyFans going to fund this.
Yeah. Feet finder.
Wait till we get our sexy calendar.
I ordered some Phil and Lil socks, so.
Feet finder? Funder
now I just
freestyle.
Need some cum on toes, guys.
Yuck.
Not it.
Yeah. Desserts.
Creamy desserts. Let's go.
Moe's has what, cookies maybe? I think they do have little like pre-packed cookies.
I don't think either of them really do too much in the desserts for me.
Yeah, it's kind of a wash there. They're both bad.
Yeah.
Okay, that's a flip. Availability. I think there's more Jersey Mike's popping up.
Yeah, Jersey Mike's is hitting here.
Like, Moe's is dying and Mike's is thriving.
I'm going to look up how many Mike's there are in the area just because I'm curious.
I might be partial to the name Mike. I don't know.
You know a couple Mike's.
I know one or two.
I know two, three Mike's.
Good guys, all of them.
Good guys, those mics.
It's a sub above the rest.
Value, Moe's is expensive as shit.
So is Jersey Mike's, though, to be honest.
It's pricey,
So, I don't know. They're both, I think they both are pretty, I don't really love Moe's in any way, shape, or form. So, like, I think that it's even more overvalued, but Mike's is expensive for a sub.
Shop,
yeah.
Okay.
They're both pretty high.
Yeah.
I would say, based on my opinion of Moe's, like, it's been a while since I've eaten there, but I will go get, like, what do they call those? The
subs.
The flatter ones. No, Moe's.
Tacos.
Oh.
Quesadillas. The flatter ones.
Quesadillas.
Stack. They call it a stack. Mm-hmm.
It's folded from all edges.
Yeah, it's where they take, like, you have the little circular.
It's like a crunch wrap?
I think that that's
yeah,
what I like.
Yeah, it's like a crunch wrap.
Exactly. Yeah,
okay.
So they call it a stack. But, like, I don't know. Every time I have it, I'm like, these peppers and onions aren't cooked enough. The meat, it's not, it just, it's
Moe's
bad.
Doesn't cook the rice enough sometimes.
Yeah.
And then you have to chew on the rice. And, yeah, I would say if that goes into the ambiance, they've rebranded. They're not as fun. So Jersey Mike's is like a nice Italian sub shop.
They cut it right in front of you.
Slicing
the
meat right in front of you.
Yep, which
I love when they do that.
Demonstration.
I love it.
They got the sizzle of the grill
in the back. Oh, and then you got
Danny DeVito doing the commercials.
Oh, that is the Danny DeVito commercial.
Yeah.
I've never been there, but I feel like it wins because of Danny DeVito.
Oh yeah.
He's ready to plow.
All right, we all going Mike's then.
I'm saying Mike's.
Mike over Mo.
So was Mike's the 5 seed?
Yes.
Did all 5 seeds win?
Yeah.
Yes.
That's
so
just,
we did a bad... Either we did a bad job seeding.
That's March Madness, brother.
That's March Madness.
I mean, we just had a 9 and a 5 in the semifinal on the one side. And,
we don't have 9s, but...
I'm talking about in the actual tournament.
Oh, yeah.
For the Atlantic and San Diego State.
Yeah.
So what do we got?
So that is that bracket.
What do we got coming out of here?
We got... So Jersey Mike's just beat Moe's to go against Wendy's. As a 1-5 matchup.
Mm.
And then in the bottom corner, we have Popeyes taking on Mall Food Court Chinese Food.
Mm. That's going to be a spicy matchup.
It's going to be spicy.
I like what you did there.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, mommy.
Mommy. That wraps up the right side of the bracket, finishing the round of 32. Bringing us to the Sweet 16.
Are we all still friends? Are we
gotta
all?
Say it's? I'm not happy. I am not a happy camper about Long John Silver's, but I will respect the rulings of the discussion.
Yeah, we're all about honor here in the Tree Fort Gang, and we appreciate that
from
you.
Before this episode, I wanted you guys to all fuck yourselves, and after this episode, I wanted you guys to all fuck yourselves.
Before this episode, I did just that, and after this episode, I'll probably do it again.
And I'm going to go eat the hush puppies that I got for all of you and say fuck you. So, there. Anywho's it. Wraps it up. Sweet 16 coming up next week. We're going to do the left side. We previewed that. There are some insane things going on there. I'm excited to dive into it. Who's going to go to the Elite Eight?
Smashburger!
I doubt it, but we'll see. And but for those at home, we have committed to ourselves, whoever makes the final four, we are going there and eating at that place just to stick it to the competition that we know. All right, this is the one that takes it. We know what's going on. So keep listening, keep liking, let us know what you think. So we're out of here. Thank you for stopping by the tree for, as always, we appreciate it. Do all of the stuff on the socials. Listen, like, appreciate, be nice to everyone. Love you all. Take care. God bless. Peace.
Tree Fort Gang is an Audio Boom original podcast. Edison is written by Eric Sprinkle and is produced and performed by Soul Shifters.